Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm Paul Vogelsang, and this is episode number 278. Today's show is part of our Fitness Friday shows, and it's another great one in our Fitness Friday series. We'll be hearing from returning guest Sabrina Joe, who will join us in just a minute. Sabrina Joe, of course, is a favorite with our Not Old Better audience and is the American Council on Exercise Director of Science and Research Content. Sabrina Joe will be here to share important information about starting your exercise routine in these later years for those of us over age 55. Many of you in the Not Old Better Show audience have heard me mention this previously. If there was a magic pill to stay healthy and youthful, it would be exercise and nutrition. Just as of September, we spent considerable time on the Go for Life program from the National Institute on Aging, and I want to continue that theme with Sabrina Joe about introducing a brain health fitness program at age 55, which may not make you look like you're 25, but it can have your mind, body, and mood feeling closer to 25. If you're searching for an all-natural way to lift your mood, preserve muscle tone, and protect your brain against the decline that comes with aging, look no further than the closest mirror. One of the most powerful means of reaping these benefits is exercise, and in many cases, you already have everything you need to get it, a body. As we age, two forms of exercise are the most important to focus on. Aerobic exercise or cardio, which gets your heart pumping and sweat flowing, and strength training, which helps keep aging muscles from dwindling over time. And most of the time, they don't require any fancy equipment or expensive classes. Activities like walking, yoga, and Tai Chi, which we're going to be talking about with Sabrina Joe, have recently been tied to brain benefits like faster processing speed and better attention span. Not sure where to start? Well, let's welcome back to the program ACE Director of Science and Research Content, Sabrina Joe. Sabrina Joe, great to talk to you as always. I know you're traveling. I always like to get right to the heart of the matter. And today, talk about fitness classes for those of us who are over the age of 55 and how some of those fitness classes, because I've heard you say, and I really like this, you say, what's good for the brain is good for the heart. And it's really important, as you often say, to stay motivated, to stay enthusiastic about the exercise. And when you kind of combine the exercise components with a little work on the brain, you really are doing yourself about the best service you can. So talk about some of the work that comes in a fitness class for those of us over age 55 when we're thinking about, you know, music and we're thinking about beats per minute and we're thinking about how to keep us engaged.
Sure. Well, one of the things that we're finding, the evidence is pointing to the fact that risk factors for heart disease, such as high blood pressure, high LDL cholesterol, diabetes, obesity, and being sedentary, those factors are also risk factors for dementia. And so what that means is, like what you just said, a few seconds ago, was that what's good for the heart is also good for the brain, and vice versa. So what's bad for the heart is also bad for the brain. So really, if you can choose healthy behaviors like eating well, staying physically active, keeping your stress levels low, and maintaining a healthy weight, then you're going to get benefits for both the heart and the brain health. And that ties us back to the comment earlier I made about having healthy habits that also just happen to result in weight loss. Your healthy habits also have the potential to improve the heart and brain health. So I think that's something to keep in mind, because I know a lot of, there's been a lot of commentary, maybe articles recently in media and research literature about brain health and aging. So you asked me specifically about types of activities or classes that you might take. I'll just start with a blanket statement that really exercise in any form can help improve many aspects of cognitive function, such things as attention, planning, problem solving, working memory, self-control, and decision making, just to name a few. So, and this can come in the form of either aerobic and or resistance training, but really doing both has a better and probably more additive effect than just doing one alone. So that falls in line with what I'm always suggesting in terms of trying to get a variety of different exercises in. And then in terms of how often, it really does need to be performed regularly, like 4 to 5 times a week. That falls within those public health guidelines that we always talk about. And at least a moderate level of intensity for maybe 20, 30, 40 minutes at a time. So again, this is nothing new. This falls in line with the other guidelines that are mentioned around public health. But what's interesting about the brain in complex movement patterns that are used in certain types of exercise is that these things require coordination and motor control. And coordination and motor control are controlled by the brain. So when you're partaking in activities that are either new to you or that involve complex movements, that's actually a potential valuable strategy for improving your cognitive performance as well, because it's all tied into brain function. And you asked the question about classes. Well, dance classes, Tai Chi classes, or any type of exercise class, even if it's a step class, or even if it's a strength training class where you're doing it to music and rhythm and you're doing it with a group of people. These are all activities that help stimulate the brain. And when you're stimulating the brain and you're also increasing your exertion or physical activity, you're really creating a great environment for brain health.
Hi, it's Paul. We'll be right back with Sabrina Joe for more about exercise, brain health, and creating the right fitness and health environment. As we talk about fitness and health, we have to talk about food and nutrition. And I want to tell you a little bit about my eating experience with meal box company Green Chef. Green Chef is a delicious option for those of us who want the best in healthier, wholesome, high-quality food and are interested in convenience and ease of preparation. First of all, though, Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company that includes everything you need to easily cook delicious meals that you can really feel good about. When combined with an exercise program, the Green Chef Paleo, Vegan, Vegetarian, Keto, Gluten-Free, Omnivore, Carnivore, really any option, make for a total fitness regimen for our Not Old, Better audience. I'll tell you what I love about the Green Chef meals, and that is that each meal contains a variety of organic ingredients, making me feel great about eating right, exercising right, and knowing what I'm eating and how it got to my table. Each ingredient from Green Chef is thoughtfully sourced, and its journey is tracked from planting to plating. I love that. And the selection and diverse array of recipes to choose from range to global cuisines, classic comfort foods, with gourmet flavors you typically only find in restaurants. The recipes are quick and easy to follow with step-by-step, color-coded instructions. There's chef tips and there are photos to guide you right along your way to perfection every single time. As a matter of fact, you hear in the background me cooking right now, and I'm preparing the roasted Italian chicken thighs, which is from the keto gluten-free menu. These super delicious, super fresh pieces of boneless chicken are seasoned with an Italian herb blend, again, all supplied by Green Chef, and they're being roasted and seared right now over medium heat, and I've added the Green Chef supplied yellow onions, the garlic, and some light cooking oil. And everything smells amazing. I wish I could send a waft your way, but this is an amazing recipe. I'll add a few photos to the site for you to see, but let me quickly tell you what was included in this Green Chef meal box. There was fresh broccoli, which I've already roasted in minced garlic, two huge piles of fresh mozzarella cheese that were browned into what is called a crispy fricose, which is just this gorgeous brown cheese crisp that's just combined with the rest of the recipe is fabulous. There's this wonderful roasted red pepper pan sauce that I've included in the chicken. And then there's basil pesto, butter, and vegetable broth. Wow. I'll let that linger for a moment to pause for full Epicurean effect. I've had three other Green Chef meals, including the Cajun shrimp with bacon, yum, and the cumin roasted pork chops, yep, yum too. All have been fantastic, but I think my favorite is this savory, wonderful aroma of roasted chicken, and I am hungry. If you're hungry and ready to try some of this great Green Chef, healthier, wholesome, high-quality food, which is so convenient and easy, you can get $50 off your first meal box of Green Chef by going to greenchef.us/notoldbetter. Remember, that's greenchef.us/notoldbetter. Remember, it's not.com, it's .us, but you get $50 off your first meal box from Green Chef. We'll have all this on the website, but you have to try this, especially during these upcoming chilly nights when you want the perfect comforting dish following your exercise routine. Thanks, everybody. And now back to Sabrina Jo. And we're back with American Council on Exercise Director of Science and Research Content, Sabrina Jo. So Sabrina Jo, let's talk about some of these specific exercises, because you mentioned Tai Chi, and certainly step classes involve a great range of motion, and then balance, which is good for the brain too. What about exercises that you might do in a class where you're marching to some music, but then in your right or left hand, you're alternating with a ball between? I've seen some of those kinds of exercises. I assume that that's good also for the brain.
Yeah, and that falls into the complex or new or novel movement patterns. So it's not only important to do that kind of activity that you're not used to doing that might require some more balance and coordination that you're not accustomed to, but also to change it up frequently, because the body's very good at adapting to these types of patterns. So let's say you a good example is, let's say you have a workout video, or you have a streaming video that you like to do, and it's the same thing all the time. Even if it involves balance or Tai Chi or yoga or any example of those great classes I mentioned earlier, if it's the same thing repetitive all the time, then the brain doesn't have to work as hard at learning the complexity of the new movement pattern. So that's what seems to be important for cognitive health.
So mix it up.
Yeah, mix it up. And mm-hmm. What's great about going to a class or watching a video and mixing it up frequently is that let the fitness pros do that for you, so that you don't have to try to think about planning everything in advance. You know, there's plenty of great information out there already about keeping your exercise classes or workouts varied and complex.
Good. So then one final question for you. What might some of these classes be called? If our listeners today are interested in checking out a class like this, going to visit a gym with a trainer that's going to do some of these things for us, what are the names that they should look for? Step class seems to come to mind immediately, but are there other class names that come to your mind that our listeners might look for specifically?
That's a great question. And group fitness schedules tend to be so all over the place in terms of what they call things. Mm-hmm. So it might not be good just to look at title of class alone. What I would do if I were trying to peruse a class schedule and figure out the best class for me is I would actually look at the class description. Mm. Because let's say the class is called core training or core blast or something. that could mean so many different things. So if you look at the description of the class, what you want to look for is an instructor who can provide adjustments or modifications. So a class for all levels, that's a great place to start. So I would avoid, if you're just getting into things, I would avoid things that say high intensity or advanced. Okay. And I would look for a class welcoming all levels and modifications. And really, because I would hate to rule out a specific type of class, which is why I'm being so vague about this. As long as you're comfortable with the instructor, and that might mean a quick conversation before class or maybe after a class, just pulling the instructor aside and saying, hey, I see you teach this class. Do you have many participants like me in your class who might need some modifications or who are just looking into more balance training or coordination training? And based on the conversation with the instructor, you really should hear the instructor say things like, yes, we've got modifications for all levels, and there are ways to use equipment or not use equipment. Doesn't matter. All are welcome to join the class. It's those types of inclusivity, taglines. That's kind of what you want to hear the instructor saying.
Not vague at all. That's very helpful. I think your advice just then was excellent, that have a conversation with the instructor. Ask, literally point to yourself and say, are there people like me in this, in your classes? I think that's excellent advice, Sabrina Jo. Thank you so much. Very helpful. Any last words for us?
Just that really any and all physical activity, you can call it that, you can call it exercise, just keep moving. That's the important thing. Mm-hmm.
Good advice. Sabrina Jo, thank you as always. We'll talk to you next week, but have a great week and travel safe.
Thanks, Paul. It's been great.
Yeah, always great to talk to you. Thank you. Again, my thanks to Sabrina Jo and my thanks to sponsor Green Chef Meals. You can check it out and save $50 by going to greenchef.us.notoldbetter. My thanks to our guest today. And please check out our website at notold-better.com for more information and conversation. And thanks to all of you, my wonderful audience, for your charming, encouraging, and advice-driven emails with show and topic suggestions. Please keep them coming at info@notold-better.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at notoldbetter. And you can find us on Facebook as well. We are Not Old Better there on Facebook. Podcasts of the Not Old Better Show are available on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Also on Amazon's Alexa. How are you today, Alexa?
I'm doing great.
Alexa, play the Not Old Better podcast.
Getting the latest episode of the Not Old Better Show. Here it is from TuneIn.
You can always find us online at notold-better.com, where you can find all of our archives. You can share a link, you can get in touch, and I look forward to hearing from you. I'm Paul Vogelzang, and please, everyone, let's talk about better. The Not Old Better Show. Thanks, everybody.